All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, the National Football League is beginning its new season, and with that said, it's time for my picks in week number one of the NFL. Now, things didn't get started on the right foot for me. I picked the Carolina Panthers to go to Denver this past Thursday night and get the best of the Denver Broncos by the score of 24-17. Now, it wasn't the case, as it was some more of that mile high magic, and we've seen the formula for the Broncos last year where they would basically go and shut teams down in the second half defensively, and that was once again the case this past Thursday night. Carolina took a 17-7 lead into the locker room at the half, but Denver held them to just 3 points in the second half. Now, Carolina did have a chance to win the game at the end on a field goal, and it was missed. And because of that, they have now matched their loss total for all of 2015. And with that said, it's time for me to get things going with my picks for the remainder of the games. Of course, there are going to be 13 great games on tap for Sunday, as well as the two games on Monday night. And with that said, here are my picks for week number one in the National Football League season. Now, the Green Bay Packers will begin their regular season campaign on the road in Jacksonville against the Jaguars. And it's a situation for the Packers. A lot of people are expecting them to be a Super Bowl contender once again. Now, for Packers head coach Mike McCarthy, he has quarterback Aaron Rodgers leading the show. And Rodgers, as always, is going to be an MVP candidate. Now, you look at the Jacksonville Jaguars, and there are some people that expect them to take that next step this year, and it's going to begin with their young quarterback, Blake Bortles. Can he find a way to elevate his game to the next level? You look at this Packers defense, I expect them to try to mix things up and confuse the youngster. Thus, I'm going to take Green Bay on the road by the score of 27-23. Now, in Baltimore, at M&T Bank Stadium, you have the Baltimore Ravens, who will be hosting the Buffalo Bills. Now, 2015 was an injury-filled year for the Ravens, and they are looking to get back on track. Joe Flacco, their Super Bowl-winning quarterback, suffered an ACL injury midway through the 2015 NFL season, and right now, for him, it's a situation where he wants to get back on track and get this offense going. For the Buffalo Bills and their head coach, Rex Ryan, he's a defensive-minded coach, and his team got away from that last year as they were unable to put pressure on opposing quarterbacks. But it's a homecoming of sorts. Ryan was the former defensive coordinator of the Ravens, and you look at the Bills' starting quarterback, Tyrod Taylor, he was once Flacco's backup. I look for this Ravens defense to go out there and try to put some pressure on Taylor and to confuse him, and the Bills must find a way to put some pressure on Flacco and test that reconstructed knee. But I'm going to take Baltimore at home by the score of 24-19. Now, in Houston, the site of Super Bowl 51, the Houston Texans will welcome the Chicago Bears to town. And for the Texans, it begins a new era at quarterback, as during the offseason, they signed former Broncos quarterback Brock Osweiler to a 4-year, $72 million deal. But the backbone of this Texans team is their defense. J.J. Watt had the back injury in the preseason, and now he is back, and it's going to be interesting to see how effective that he will be heading into week number one. It's going to be important because this Bears offensive line must find a way to protect quarterback Jay Cutler, and he must not force the turnovers against this very opportunistic Texans defense. But I'm going to take Houston at home by the score of 23-20. Now, a real brain scratcher is going to take place in the city of brotherly love, where the Philadelphia Eagles will welcome the Cleveland Browns. Now, once again, it's a new era for the Cleveland Browns at quarterback and head coach. Hugh Jackson is beginning his era as the Browns head coach, whereas Robert Griffin III will be the 25th different quarterback, starting quarterback for the Browns since 1999. Doug Peterson begins his era as the Eagles head coach, and it's going to be the Carson Wentz show at quarterback for Philadelphia. Now, of course, Wentz was the second overall pick this past April in the NFL draft, and after the trade of Sam Bradford last week to the Minnesota Vikings, he being Wentz, is going to be under center for Philadelphia heading into week number one. Now, the Browns aren't the best team in the world, but I think they're going to try to find a way to confuse Wentz and see what he's got in his first game under center. But I think Browns quarterback Robert Griffin III really has something to prove out there. Thus, I'm going to take Cleveland on the road by the score of 26-17. Now, in the NFC South, one of the rare division matchups in week number one, you have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers traveling to take on the Atlanta Falcons. And the winner of this game will be feeling really good about themselves. Why? Because guess what? Carolina lost, and now the winner of this game has an opportunity to be in first place in the division. Now, you look at Atlanta, they have a veteran quarterback in Matt Ryan, and he's had good teams around him before, but now it's time for him to elevate his game and potentially get this Falcons team to the Super Bowl. I look at Julio Jones being at wide receiver being a matchup nightmare for this Tampa defense, and on top of that, I look at Devonta Freeman, the young running back for the Falcons, and he is going to be a problem for this Bucs defense. Now, we see a young stud at quarterback for Tampa Bay in Jameis Winston, and of course, he has guys to get the football to around him, such as Mike Evans and Austin Seferian Jenkins, but I think Atlanta is going to be too much for Tampa Bay at home by the score of 24-20. Now, at Nissan Stadium in Nashville, Tennessee, it's the Tennessee Titans hosting the Minnesota Vikings. And, of course, the wind has been taken out of the sail of the Vikings with the injury to quarterback Teddy Bridgewater. Veteran backup Sean Hill will get the start in this one for Minnesota. And it's plain and simple. Give the football to running back Adrian Peterson and get out of his way. Now, the Vikings have a very stout defense, and they are going to go out there and attempt to put some pressure on the youngster at quarterback for Tennessee in Marcus Mariota. But I expect the Titans to try to lean on this power running game with Derrick Henry and DeMarco Murray, and I think Tennessee is going to get the victory at home by the score of 23-17. Now, at MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey, it's the New York Jets who will be hosting the Cincinnati Bengals. And, of course, for the Jets, they have their signal caller back in Ryan Fitzpatrick, and he wants to get things going as the Jets really have a quality team that is capable of making the playoffs. Now, Cincinnati, they've been to the playoffs the last few years, but they haven't been able to get over the hump. And what are they going to be able to do Sunday? Now, Andy Dalton is back and healthy at quarterback for the Bengals, but I think the loss of offensive coordinator Hugh Jackson is going to make a difference in the Bengals' offense this year. And I think the Jets are going to go out there and try to expose Andy Dalton and force some of those turnovers that we've known for him to do in the past, as it's another classic case of good Andy Dalton versus bad Andy Dalton. And I'm going to take the Jets at home in a very tight one, 24-23. Now, at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome in New Orleans, it's going to be the New Orleans Saints hosting the Oakland Raiders. And both of these teams, excuse me, I've missed out on the playoffs in the last few years. Of course, if you want to get technical with the Raiders, you have to go back to Super Bowl number 37 to find the last time that they were in the postseason. And a lot of people feel that the Raiders have a quality team this year. They have a young quarterback in Derek Carr, a young wide receiver in Amari Cooper, and this young and opportunistic defense under head coach Jack Del Rio. But you look at the Saints team and you look at quarterback Drew Brees and head coach Sean Payton, and they are simply very difficult to beat at home. Thus, I'm going to take the Saints under the dome by the score of 30-28. Now, in the AFC West, it's the Kansas City Chiefs who will be hosting the San Diego Chargers. And the Chiefs have won their last 10 regular season games, and they want to keep that trend going. And the way that Kansas City has been able to win, power running and solid defense. And I think that's going to not differ in week number one. I expect Alex Smith to be a threat running the football at quarterback, as well as Sharkhandrick West, Spencer Ware, and Jamal Charles, who is returning from injury. I look at this Chiefs defense to put a ton of pressure on this Chargers offensive line as they look to get to the immobile Phillip Rivers at quarterback back, and I think that's going to make a difference in this one. I'm going to take Kansas City at home by the score of 27-17. Now, in Seattle, it's the Seahawks who will welcome the Miami Dolphins to town, and Seattle has opened up as a 10.5-point favorite, and I know they're not the same team that they were when they won the Super Bowl a few years ago, but they still have playmakers on both sides of the ball. I don't see how Miami's defense is going to be able to stop Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson, and you look at an up and down quarterback for Miami and Ryan Tannehill that is going to have his hands full with this very stout Seahawks secondary. Thus, I'm going to take Seattle at home by the score of 31-20. Now, in Indianapolis, it's the Colts welcoming the Detroit Lions to town, and things could get ugly in a hurry for the Lions. They still have issues on the offensive line. Of course, wide receiver Calvin Johnson retired this year, and they have been unable to replace him. And who is going to step up for quarterback Matthew Stafford? On the flip side for the Colts, Andrew Luck, their quarterback, is returning from injury, and still there's too much that is put on him. But will the home cooking at Lucas Oil Stadium be the difference in this game? I think so. Thus, I'm going to take Indy in this one by the score of 23-16. Now, at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas, it's a good old-fashioned NFC East rivalry when the New York Giants travel to take on the Dallas Cowboys. And it seems like every single year that these two teams begin the NFL campaign against one another. Now, no Tony Romo at quarterback for this one for Dallas. They are going with the rookie Dak Prescott. And I know that he does not have a regular season start under his belt, but the key for Dallas in this game offensively, run the football. They have a young stud at running back in Ezekiel Elliott, and you look at this veteran and powerful offensive line, they are going to look to put a ton of pressure on this Giants defensive line, as this Giants defense overall was one of the worst units in the National Football League in 2010. Now for the Giants, it's plain and simple. They have Eazy-E at quarterback and Eli Manning. He's a veteran. He's a senior steward at the position in the NFC East, and he has to go out there and put this team on his back if he expects the Giants to get a road victory and start the year 1-0 for the first time since 2010. I think the Giants are going to be able to do it, but it's not going to be easy as they slip past the Cowboys by the score of 31-27. Now, on Sunday night, it's New England Patriots traveling to the desert to take on the Arizona Cardinals. And right now, Arizona is favored by a touchdown over this game, and I think it's going to be a lot more than that. Why? Of course, no Tom Brady, a quarterback for New England, and now Rob Gronkowski, their all-pro tight end, has been ruled out due to a hamstring injury. You look at this Cardinals team, and a lot of people are expecting them to not only get to the Super Bowl, but also win it. And you look at the job that head coach Bruce Arians has done, and you look at the balance that the Cardinals possess on both sides of the football as they can run the football with the likes of David Johnson. You have a veteran in Carson Palmer that can get the ball to wide receivers such as Larry Fitzgerald and Michael Floyd. Defensively, Arizona comes after you, and I expect their new acquisition of a former Patriots outside linebacker, Chandler Jones, to have an impact in this game against his former employer. It's been a month of Sundays since New England lost their regular season opener. Matter of fact, you have to go back to the 2003 NFL season to find it, but I think that's going to be the case this year, as I'm going to take Arizona by the score of 29-17. Now, on Monday night, you have the Washington Redskins, who are hosting the Pittsburgh Steelers. And of course, both of these teams were playoff teams last year, and they are looking to get back to the postseason here in 2016. For the Steelers, they still have a veteran quarterback in Big Ben Roethlisberger, and Antonio Brown is going to be a matchup nightmare for this Redskins defense, in spite of the fact that Washington did sign cornerback Josh Norman. Now, I look for this Pittsburgh Steelers defense to go out there and put some pressure on Redskins quarterback Kirk Cousins, who at times was very comfortable in the pocket last year, and I think they're going to try to go out there and make him move around. I think Pittsburgh forces a few turnovers, and they get past Washington in this game by the score of 30-28. And finally, it's the renewing of a rivalry, as of course the Rams and 49ers have been in the same division forever, but it's a situation now that the Rams are returning to Los Angeles, and it's going to only entice and add more excitement rather to this rivalry, as the Los Angeles Rams will be making the trip up the coast to take on the San Francisco 49ers. Now, there's a lot of lackluster play at quarterback for both of these teams, and it's going to come down to the defenses, special teams, and turnovers. You look at this Rams defense, they are very solid. I know they've had some defections this year, as both Chris Long and James Laurinaitis were released, but I still think the physicality brand of football that they run under head coach Jeff Fisher could be an impact for them in this game. For the 49ers, it's their first game under head coach Chip Kelly, and of course he's going to go out there and try to run the football, but he simply does not have the talent on this squad, and I'm going to take L.A. on the road by the score of 19-13. So folks, those are my picks for week number one. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, and I hope that you had the opportunity to get out there to MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn this summer to check out the exciting action. And of course, the Cyclones will be right back in effect next June. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there's a Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. on the West Coast, as I will be recapping all of the day's action from week number one in the NFL. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and enjoy those games tomorrow.